When I was teaching in Mexico, I had an American friend who was interested in finding out more about what I was doing in my classes. She wasn't an English language teacher, but she was a native English speaker. So after getting the permission of the school director, I invited her along to visit one of my classes with a one-to-one student. My student was a high-powered bank executive, and he loved the fact that he was about to get to know a new person and immediately engaged my friend in conversation. Almost at once, the student noticed that my friend spoke with a different accent. This led on to further questioning about where she was from, how long she had been in Mexico, what she thought of the country, why she was there, etc. My lesson plan went out of the window, but what replaced it was a natural conversation between the student and my friend, taking place in the target language. I took up my notepad and started listening intently to what my student was saying. I noted down a few small slips that he made, as well as some of the more serious errors. At one point, they were searching for a word in English, so we looked it up in the dictionary. After about 20 minutes of quite intense Q&A, I drew the conversation to a close and asked my student to tell me what he had learned about my friend, who is now quite relieved for a break in the interrogation. She had only come along to listen in, after all. After this third-person practice, we reviewed some of the mistakes that had been made in his conversation and began to discuss the differences in culture between our countries, as well as the differences in pronunciation and accent. At the end of the lesson, I sat back and thought how interested my student had been. We had enjoyed a really good lesson simply by introducing a new person with a different accent into our classroom. In effect, we had just undertaken a speaking and listening lesson in the most natural, spontaneous way.